On Cornell University College of Engineering Week, some of the best engineering successes can be hard to see. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Uli Wiesner, professor of materials science and engineering, discusses one tiny step forward in treating cancer.
We often marvel at large feats of engineering. But in modern medicine, some of the most important molecular engineering achievements are so small they can't be seen by the naked eye. One example comes from my research lab, where we develop molecularly engineered fluorescent silica dots called Cornell dots or simply C dots. C dots have proven to be safe and effective in diagnosing cancer in humans. Clinical trials are now underway for a new version of C dots that carry cancer-killing medicine, which could actually revolutionize oncology. At diameters smaller than the cutoff for kidney clearance, C dots can safely circulate through the bloodstream to seek and destroy cancerous tumors. Their ultra-small size excels at penetrating solid tumors, and they can harmlessly clear the body through the kidney. This brilliant target or clear ability is unlike that of larger antibodies used in treatments that often accumulate in organs like the liver or spleen, causing unwanted side effects in patients. Despite their ultra-small size, C dots can carry 10 times as much medical payload as antibodies and can be customized for a range of diagnostic and therapeutic applications. If the trials are successful, which we hope, these silica dots will transform cancer treatment by providing a more effective, better-tolerated therapy for patients with a wide range of cancer types. Engineers have always dreamt big to improve our quality of life, but innovations come in all sizes. A tiny dot of silica may one day save your life and give you more time to marvel at all the world has to offer, the large and the small.
That was Uli Wiesner of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.